radio free. You see blue skies and think of sea. How are you doing? And later on, switch on TV. They give me a news, they give half truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies. How are we doing?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Educate, they fabricate. And we sit back till
Rick Adams is on.
Greetings, salutations, everyone, ladies and gentlemen, and not so ladylike, and not so gentlemanly-like as well. We're with you today on this live broadcast. It is the 16th of May, 2000, and what is it now, 2020. All right, I sometimes lose track of the years. They're going by very quickly, and the days are too. You know, we're going to have Dr. Cass Ingram back with me in this hour because he has some very important things to discuss, and we're looking for people to volunteer with their diaries, to volunteer if, in fact, they have had the so-called COVID-19 virus. And we're looking for some real additional trials for people from all across this land and all across the world, for that matter. But first, you know, I always have to take a moment to bring you the scriptures. And, of course, in the scriptures, in the book of Proverbs, I think this verse is so beautifully exemplary of what is going on across this world on this world day, this day of the, you know, of the lies and the deceptions growing by the moment, whether it be, you know, in medicine, whether it be in military, whether it be in media, whether it be in history, no matter where. These folks are days of grand deception. And, you know, Solomon noticed it in chapter 16 of Proverbs, in which he says, "The Lord hath made all things for himself, for his purpose, you see. Yea, even the wicked for the day of evil." King James, the day of retribution, for the day of judgment. So you see, he is behind it all. That's right, even the bad. Because he doesn't create the evil, but he knows the evil that is created by the evil one who rules this world system. And that evil serves his purpose. So what do we find today? All of the lies and falsehoods, the murders, the killings, the slayings, directly and indirectly, whether it's done by missile strikes or whether it's done by lethal injection, it is still a form of murder, taking of innocent lives, whether it's direct or indirect. He sees it all. He knows it all. And the wicked, those who think they can pull it off, think they can profit from the misery and suffering of others, even across oceans, they have another thing coming, folks, on Judgment Day. And, you know, that day will come when they least expect it. You know, you may be in the middle of the track someday. Some foolish young kids, you know, have done this. I remember one guy who was a great radio and TV man. You know, he did that. He used to play on the tracks. And the train came along. He couldn't get his leg. He lost his leg. And he had prosthetic. And, of course, that could happen to a lot of people. More than that, lose your life. You know, you cannot play with the fire because you wind up getting burned. And that's the message of the gospel, the message of the Bible, the message of all that is good from God, all religion that comes directly from the Father, is that you need to respect him and his plan. So he uses even the wicked for his blessings, for the good, for his overall plan. Don't think you're putting anything over on him. You're not. So with that that in mind, I want to bring forth back again Dr. Cass Ingram, who, of course, has enlightened us, has elucidated us on this latest crisis, as it were, of corona. Hello, Dr. K. Are you there?
I wanted to endorse those fine words by saying, at least from a Quranic perspective, hey, don't pay any attention to the wicked. I've got it under control, just like what you said. I used to get so involved in all this. I'm so much happier, a little bit above it. Leave it to the Lord Almighty. He'll take care of it, and we can focus on productive. That's what the benefit of that preaching is, that it takes his good people and unfocuses them and puts them on extremely productive work. And one of those is to document this situation. It goes back to Rockefeller. That's why we have to look at that.
Oh yeah, the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, the Schiffs, the Morgan. You know, all of these families certainly had a vested interest in making money and controlling people through their mind, their body. So they've done it for over a century and a quarter or so.
Well, this is an opportunity, exactly, because the whole of natural medicine was exculpated. I mean, it was erased, it was expunged, and so now there's a chance to make it known that the divine medicine is 1,000 times more. It's not even comparable, more effective, whereas the synthetics are failing in every arena. And the vaccines, of course, are deadly. You see that this so-called crisis was used as a means to mandate vaccines for anybody that wants to go into a nursing home.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say
mm-hmm.
that your loved one is in there. You want to visit her. You cannot see her without accepting. I mean, you can. You can. There's just something you can do. But now here's what you can do. You can get your lawyer to make up a form that states, or you can get one, I think I put it on my Facebook, the video, that says that I'll take the vaccine, but you have to be financially culpable, and you sign that, doctor, and have your nurse sign it, and have the hospital administrator sign it. I'll be happy to have Bill Gates sign it, but you actually have to pay my medical expenses or any costs and be vulnerable to suit if I have a reaction.
Yeah.
I got to get one of those made up just for fun.
Sure.
But besides that, we have an opportunity. We have seen that the oregano has eaten the socks off of this, and that's an actual real illness. Now I don't know what role vaccinations played. I'm still investigating that. I'm certain that they played a big role in getting out of the box. The lab in Wuhan, we don't know yet, but there's going to be a role in there. But that takes us back to the United States government and to the J.P. Morgan, what is that called, Goldman Sachs. It's not the Chinese. The Chinese are just a setup.
No matter where it came from, we do know that it is, as Emmanuel said, a crisis that certainly is exploitable, you know. Never let it go to waste. We can exploit it. We can use it for controlling the people, the population. And at the same time, you know, what they're really doing is setting about the stage for a martial law scenario, which is what they would love to impose. They want desperately to control
everybody. Power hungry. You see, this—it's terrible. It's desperate.
Yeah,
it's sad.
And megalomaniacal people.
Yeah.
There are people that just think they're in control of politicians, and they're finding out, thankfully, though, in this land of America, that they are not able to fool all of the people all of the time.
And they're mad about that. They wanted this to be their kingpin. And I tell you, there's something interesting. And that is that the states that there's been a heavy emphasis on natural medicine, heavy media from the beginning, which are Pennsylvania is one of them, but more Oklahoma and Utah, Utah and Oklahoma are heavily open. Twice a week, three times a week, there was radio ongoing about the powers of oil of wild oregano, and really tens of thousands of Oklahomans were taking it. So what they were doing, or they may have been taking zinc and vitamin C and all that, but what they were doing was they were intercepting the viral cycle. Now, there's no question that this is a pathogen, but it's suspicious. It would be man-made, not a divine sort of natural evolution.
Mm-hmm.
But you can kill it easy. It's a wimp. It's an god awful, honest to God, it's a total absolute weenie. You hit it, and you hit it in the schnoz, and it just bleh.
I don't know anybody myself directly that's had it. However, in my brother's former in-law's family, there were two, one in his 50s and the other one up there near 80. He wound up on a respirator and came out. He recovered from it, okay?
Well, that's a rare case.
That's what he had. Now, most of the people who get it are recovering from it, and that is incredible because the rate of recovery is higher in many cases than what we've seen in the flu pandemics and so forth and that. So they're not emphasizing that. What they're emphasizing is the lie and the utilization that it could spread, and it could be by winter the most dangerous thing that we've ever seen. Yeah, almost as if, yes, they have it predicted because they are planning it. So
yeah,
that's something we need to be more fearful of than the actual virus.
Yes, that's right. There's two issues. One is not going to be the virus, is whatever it is, it won't be that bad in the winter. And this is America. People have the ability to take some action. Maybe they want to change their diet. Maybe they want to, buy a bunch of citrus and add some extra onions and garlic. Or they hear about oil of oregano and they, I want that. And I want the good one, the wild one. And they buy that and take two drops twice a day. And they get their grandmother on. They get their brother. This is the United States. It's not the Soviet Union yet. So we have the ability to alter the course, even if the pathogen, because we don't know quite what it is, was to come back strong like a winter illness, we still could punch it in the nose. But to take it another step, the idea is, well, if we give the vaccine and it doesn't work, then we can always say that the flu came back. it'd be a good cover-up for the faulty vaccine.
Right. And the people I mentioned were not on anything like oil of oregano. Had they been on it, they would never have gotten it in the first place.
That's right.
Now, people who are listening, and I've got it up on my Facebook page, this broadcast right now being heard by untold people all across the globe, Facebook Rick Adams Uncensored. And, what do you want to do with this audience today? You want to conduct some sort of verification tests.
Yeah, thank you so much. This is a clinical trial and a clinical assessment, which I am doing with about five doctors and nurse practitioners and different hospital associations. What I've done is to create a survey, okay? The survey is for COVID-19 victims or presumed victims. They fill it out, and then we accumulate that. The bigger thing, though, is I want to also make a survey for people who just don't get anything, flu or COVID, because they're taking wild oregano on a daily basis, you see, what you said. So there's two surveys. One is done, which is, do you have the disease? Then fill this out. And the second one is, if you have it or you have a friend that has it, we need to get you some natural medicines, and then you become part of the research. So like if you know someone that has it and you want us to send you a packet, I'll do that. I'll arrange that. There won't be any charge for that, but it has to be someone that actually has a disease and is trying to recover. They can't just get rid of it. I talked to a lady. She called me up, and she said, I've had a diagnosis of COVID-19. I've had a positive result. We don't know how good the tests are, but I've had it for 55 days. I can't shake it. I said, what's your profession? I raise pigs, right? And I have some chickens. I said, you should switch over to the chickens. You're eating the pork every day, or no, every other day. Well, that's why you can't shake it. You've got cross-sensitivity because of all the vaccines given to the pigs. You're getting coronavirus from them, from their flesh, or from being around them. So, you know that's to have the disease for nearly 2 months is a big deal, right? So
yeah, and not have to be incapacitated, though. That's interesting.
Yeah, she's taking something called Aregaresp, and she said it's the first thing and the only thing that seems to have kept it at least from killing her. But even the Aregaresp and the oil of oregano couldn't resolve the fact that she kept re-inoculating herself with the pork. So that's why if we have victims listening, we could send them a kit of what to take. They fill out the research.
Okay.
And you always expect to get something if you fill out the research.
Now, they should be writing directly to you at DrOregano@gmail.com.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it is a legitimate clinical trial, so absolutely, if you want to join and you know, that's fine. You just email me and I'll arrange everything.
Hmm. Now, you can send a carbon copy or, an email carbon copy to me, rick458@cox.net. That would be good. I want to get back to the farming and the chicken. Now, what about, you raise something very good, because chickens themselves today, when you're eating chickens, you're eating eggs and so forth, how many of these chickens today have been inoculated, and how many have been treated? How many have received all kinds of injections, Dr. Kate?
Yeah. Well,
that into it as well?
Huh? Yeah, because you have the bird flu, which is probably a vaccine-induced mutation. So they're injecting the chickens, and they're giving them antibiotics, and then also in their feed and estrogenic-type substances to make them fat. But it doesn't matter whether it's a chicken. The worst is the hogs. There's no question, because we see so many swine flu epidemics from the hogs. But chickens, beef, or turkey and hogs, we really shouldn't be eating any of that unless it's grass-fed or you mm-hmm. grazing them in your backyard, or you have some organic turkey that you buy. What we're doing is setting ourselves up for a catastrophe. If we get the bird flu coming the next time, it's 50% fatal. Now, how is a society going to be able to handle that? And it will be because of industrial farming. See, that's the buzz that you'll never hear from the governors or the president. And instead of making people stand 6 feet apart, you've ruined the world. Whoever these people are, it's permanent ruination that they've caused on the psyche of the human being. You stand 6 feet apart, you don't get into anybody's space, and you wear a mask. Now, if you want to wear a mask, wear a mask, but not mandated. So everything's messed up. God knows. Now they mandated the flu vaccine, you can't get into the nursing home, or mandated that you can't see your loved one, or mandated that you can't be with your father when he's dying from something, God knows what, in the hospital. These are all, you're right, it is a scheme, a clever one, of subterfuge and criminality by the mob. Mm-hmm. The Zionist mob, the head of the beast.
Well, you have done great work in the past. That's how we met. You and I met on the radio locally when we were talking about vaccines, and it was going back to like 2003 on local radio, and yeah. I happened to notice what you had said about the Salk vaccine, and that's how we became friends. And, even today, it is very worth repeating today what this guy, Jonas Salk, came up with, who he was working for, and what he created in the SB 40 vaccine. I think that's essential, because this is relating now to what they're concocting, or maybe already have concocted, I believe.
Oh, yeah. I'll tell you the new one, the new and the old. Yep.
All right, we'll take the break. Come back. I want to talk about that SB 40 and how it relates right now. Folks, Dr. Cass Ingram, Rick Adams, Uncensored. You can give us a jingle as well.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
How dare you call yourselves patriots and heroes? If you say the government is in a conspiracy to take your freedom away, you are just plain wrong. There is no freedom.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, you can join us with a question or not. You'd also like to volunteer for the survey now, okay, this trial that Dr. K is running, then certainly you should email him with your details of what you have in your family, your case, somebody that you know has corona, and whether or not you'd be willing to get the kit, the packet, okay, to get started in fighting this virus, okay? It's Dr. D.R. Oregano, O-R-E-G-A-N-O, @gmail.com. All right, Dr. K, the SB40 vaccine, I believe, is most firmly associated with this nice little Italian guy who was always interested in curing polio at the time. Can you give us a little bit of an idea as to what happened at that particular juncture?
Sure. Salk and Sabin were contracted by pharmaceutical entities and also for their own aggrandizement. Through government money to come up with a scam, and that was a national vaccine program to make money based on and then the March of Dimes was involved. It was just a money grubbing deal, and also glory and positioning for Salk and Sabin so they could have their institutes. It had nothing to do with polio. Actually, polio was a filth disease. That's an enteric virus. So what happened was, you had cows and horses in cities back in the 40s. You had free flowing of sewage until the flush toilet about the 40s and 50s.
Mm-hmm.
You had a lot of sewage contamination. Roosevelt got polio because he was swimming and the ocean was full of sewage from humans. And the creeks had sewage effluent in them, and so there were outbreaks. But once they got that under control, the polio in the United States collapsed to just like 2,000 to 4,000 cases. And that's when they introduced the polio shot. So that when the polio shot was introduced, the cases went up higher than where they were, because the shot gave people polio. But what it was, you know, here's what it is. They took monkeys, rhesus macaques from India, captured them. You know, a macaque might have a 20-mile radius. Put them in a box, shipped them to Eli Lilly and other Merck and other players, and then they raised them. They injected them with Salk and Sabin or whatever, one of their polio patented virus, whatever. They injected the monkeys. Once the monkeys became fulminantly infected, and they weren't too happy about it, they were scratching at people, throwing their turds around, and, you know, caged a monkey in a box, in a little cage. And so they harvested their gonads and their kidneys, and they filtered out the kidney material to make a vaccine. They soaked into sugar cube or shot. Well, the vaccine had the polio in it, but it also has SV40, SV39, SV35, simian virus, a genital simian virus, or a neuropathic, we call it. It's a virus that attacks the nervous system. And so you had people that broke out with MS. That's kind of where MS started getting strong, and Lou Gehrig's disease. You had different neurological. But the big problem with SV40 is a tumor causer. And when Bernice Eddy at the government lab said, wait a minute, you guys, we got to tell the general public, it's causing cancer in every case in the guinea pigs. All the other guinea pigs.
Yeah.
And so what the government, you know, the secret government is in power. What they did was they burned her lab down, burned all her files. And she was working for the federal government.
She was a little whistleblower, huh? She was almost a whistleblower.
Well, she was just trying to say, look, she was a government employee. She said, look, we've got to tell the American people that they have a high risk of getting cancer, and we got to cut the virus, the vaccine. Yeah. So what the feds did, I don't even know who feds are, I mean, but whatever they did was, no, we can't tell anybody because they'll lose confidence in us then.
That's what it's all about, a confidence game, yeah.
Yeah, I think so. So, I mean, that's the
whole
they
fear, burned, isn't it? They burned all the evidence. Is that what they
yeah,
did?
They burned it. Yeah. So now we know that when you, and this was Michelle Carbone out of Loyola University, who said that when you cut open a tumor, oftentimes it's teeming with SV40. And that's in brain cancer, it's lymphoma, leukemia, breast cancer, among others. But here's the deal. They're finding it now. That vaccine was given from 1955 till 1964. We're the highest victims.
Oh, yeah.
But it's cross-contaminated into the modern vaccines. Also.
The thing you said before, we've all had that. We all pretty much have been contaminated during that time. Prior to that, cancers were just virtually almost unknown in
oh,
this
yeah.
country.
Yeah, I'll give
and
you an example.
You didn't have autism, and
you didn't have
all of these other ancillary problems.
That's right. That's right on. There's a disease called lymphoma. Lymphoma was rare, but now 6 out of 10 have SV40 in it.
Yeah,
it's causing
amazing.
The cancer.
Amazing. I didn't hear this from the lips of Lying Lester, folks. You heard it from us. Right here, Rick Adams Uncensored. Be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Broadcasting Network, late night premiere show where Red Pill Hardcore is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the red pill.
Is the Second Amendment your line in the sand? Is the United States Constitution important to you? Are you worried about gun confiscation? You need to join us for free at gunconfiscation.com. At gunconfiscation.com, you will meet like-minded patriots, get the latest Second Amendment news, and find anything you need to prepare for gun confiscation. Visit gunconfiscation.com today. That's gunconfiscation.com. Which side are you on?
Life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
And we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Talking a lot of right now about doing some research here that you can be a part of with Dr. Ingram and trying to establish this new precedent for treatment with what is readily a protocol for treating corona, or for that matter, Dr. K, just about anything else. As you know, it's hard to believe, but God has built into his plant life, into his earth, he's given us all of the medicines we need to keep the human body and the defense mechanisms going. Now, with age, of course, we're going to see a deterioration of the, the natural defense systems in the body, the immune system. However, a lot of this has also been brought on, as you point out, not just with age, but with the treatments in the hospitals, in clinics, and so on, of elderly and middle-aged people with drugs and, you know, with various inoculations that have obvious effect of weakening the body's own defense system. I mean, the body has an immune system. Now, who created the immune system? Did it come from evolution? No. Did it come from random chance? No. It came from the Creator, right? Yeah. So I'm saying, if the Creator can do that and give us his medicine and says, use it, the oregano and the cumin and the myrtle and all of the others, then why not use it? Why do we spit in his face and we say, we want to trust the doctors? The doctors know better than God, you know?
Yeah. And now, because we gave them, we handed them the power, now they're doing recombinant GMO technology, and you see the disaster, which is this COVID-19, you think that the GMOs are in the slaughterhouses. All the pigs are GMO, the chickens and the beef, they're all eating GMO grain, so you know. And plus the vaccines are recombinant. So you know, since the hot zones are the following. The nurses, they're GMO. They're eating garbage, and they're getting vaccines. They're mandatory. In Italy, the doctors, too, all probably getting the flu mandatory. The nursing homes, they're eating GMOs, and they're getting mandatory GMO vaccines. And the slaughterhouses. You see, if you think about this carefully, you have incompetence at the highest level all the way down. You don't have enough brains to figure out that where the hot zones are and deal with that, and just deal with that instead of oppressing the general public. So all of the energy of the autocrats and the hostile ones is against you and me. They do nothing about the issue. They do nothing about the nursing homes, nothing about the slaughterhouses, but you and me and the black guys on the street in New York. They got punched out. Anyway, that's what it is. They're not doing anything about the ventilators. 95% fatal, 100% in some institutions, 80%. Shouldn't you, I mean, how do you think I feel? I give somebody the Eregarest. They're supposed to go on a ventilator. And they don't. And they survive. Some woman rubs her husband's feet with two drops twice a day and rubs his shins, and the doctor yanks him off the respirator and he's alive. I mean, I'm sitting on 80,000 people or whatever, 50,000 that died because God's medicine's, like you said, spit on.
Yeah, well, they spit in the face, you know, of God. I mean, like he said, I'm giving you these rules, these laws, and if you obey them, you're going to live. If you do what I say, you're going to live. If you don't, then you're going to die. You know,
yeah.
You're going to die young. You're going to die in young ages, you know, with AIDS and everything else because you're not following my rule. So he doesn't do that because he hates us. He does it because he loves us and he wants us to live in the flesh age for the longest amount of time that we can.
Yes,
don't
true.
Trust God. You know, there's got to be a catch. There's got to be something. He's just mean. He's not so loving. He's not so kind, you know. The doctors know better. Do whatever you want. Take the consequences, and we'll find a magic bullet. We'll find a cure. No.
Interesting this trust. In Italy, everybody trusted or what, I don't know, but they introduced a new vaccine in 2019 in the elderly, and you saw the people were like cordwood, the stacked up, apparently had died. The vaccine that they gave them had coronavirus in it. You know, Mikovits was got that through some of her work. The coronavirus was from dog kidney cells. They grew the vaccine instead of eggs on dog kidney. So God's medicine or filth, you choose, and the consequences will be obvious.
Right. I mean, maybe there are many people who just don't want to live today, and they'd rather be dead, and, you know, if that's the way
they think. What an unmerciful type of death, to suffocate to death.
Yeah. I mean, bullet would probably work a lot better, right? But in a sense, that's what they're doing, you know, and I've gone on, and I've called other shows in different markets just to try to establish this point. And I understand the hosts are basically under guidelines. They can only allow so much. And then if you start crossing the line, getting into vaccine debunking, immediately you're going to get the short shrift. So that's what happens. Okay, thank you for the call. We appreciate it coming to take you away to the funny farm. You know, so we know better. The people are a lot smarter than these hosts because they're honest and they do their own research and they know they're not bought and paid for by a paycheck, you see?
Yeah.
And I don't get any money here. You don't make any money here. Mm-hmm. Okay, all we do is put our necks on the chopping blocks because what we do is tell the truth. And, you know, the whole truth, nothing but the truth. All right? So, yeah. You know, you don't have to believe it. Like you say, you don't have to believe anything. But, you know, take the consequences of what we tell people. So here we have people who are going to write to you, send you an email, and tell you, I want to be well. I or a relative or friend I know of has the corona. I want the kit. I want to get the kit in the mail. Now, what about if they're overseas, Dr. K? We have people in Sweden listening. We have them in all over Europe. We have people in Mexico.
Yeah, if they want to participate, they have to pay the postage. Americans don't have to pay the postage. We're soliciting the Americans, so we can't ask them for anything. But I'll tell you the other important element here, and that is, you know, maybe somebody's got asthma, a hardcore case. We could include them in the U.S. Research if they're having any kind of shortness of breath. That could also be, you know, they could fill that part of the questionnaire themselves, just fill the blank in and say, I have emphysema, I want to join the study. And, you know, with a limited amount of those, we could add to the program, you know, because there probably aren't very many COVID people listening to this show. You know,
COVID people. They know of somebody. We all have relatives,
they do.
People who don't listen, you see?
Exactly. COVID people are people who aren't listening, who are just going along, who are still with the booze, still with the tobacco, still with the Edgar Bronfen stuff, still with the pork, still with the, you know, the junk. With the sugar, those are the primary, and the nurses, and the heavily vaccinated, and the nursing homes. That's your primary COVID arena. And instead of shooting a shotgun at everybody, the government should be isolating the risk groups, because it's a real disease. Now, we can't say that it's a natural evolution. It can't be, because we would have seen it by now, right? You know, after 10,000 years of human history or whatever, this has got to be a meddling by human beings. You know,
Okay, now listen, we're going to take a call or two here. If you want to join, you have a question for Dr. K, then please give us a question now. Just get to the point and make your point, and we'll be happy to take it now while we have him here, because I've got so much more I want to tell you today, folks. But we have our telephone number toll-free from anywhere, 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. Rick Adams Uncensored, and you can see on our Facebook page where we are right now, and that's Rick Adams Uncensored, Republic Broadcasting Network. And let us go to the phones, and first, Mark in Georgia is on the line. Hello, Mark.
Hello, yes, Mark. Calling from the Tennessee State. Actually, I'm not home right now. But, I believe I emailed you the link where on the Simpsons years ago, they had this thing where they actually had to find the next phony crisis, and they basically, you know, they tested out this nasty disease. We have to, well, ethically, the only thing we can do is release a real virus. And we have one that has been tested on one of their own. And they called it the house cat flu. And more recently, I was reading an article that basically said that it's been scientifically proven that COVID-19 can be transmitted from one cat to another. But it raised the question of, well, can they transmit COVID-19 from cats to humans? And I'm like, okay, so they're really admitting that it might really be the house cat flu. And that's the thing I think people need to be aware of, is I think a lot more people are going to die because the government, this is all a smokescreen regarding how pension funds are insolvent. And can you imagine how police, instead of enforcing unlawful decrees, if the police found out that their pension is now, that they're, if they, you know, assuming they live to reach retirement, that there's something there for them, instead of enforcing unlawful decrees, they might side with us. I was just telling John Statmiller, I had this real, you know, you've seen the Frankenstein movies where the crowd are cheering torches and pitchforks, and I was thinking about manufacturing some pitchforks to sell to people when it gets to that point. Torches too. And it occurred to me, well, why care to decide whether you carry a torch or a pitchfork when you can have both? What if you had a pitchfork that was also a torch? You know?
Yeah.
Well, I guess say that the thing I want to get across to the government is your options now, and you might want to try to manufacture some alternative. I don't see it working. You can either come clean, own up that generation after generation the government has flat out lied to us.
Yeah.
Or it's going to come to violent revolution. I am not advocating nor condoning violent revolution, but it is the lawless impunity of the criminal element that is absolutely screaming for violent revolution unless we administer justice to people like Fauci and Gates and others who expect to profit from injecting us with their poison. Right?
Yeah.
So,
I'll outline this. I'll outline the situation right now, okay? Thanks a lot.
Okay.
Thank you, Mark.
Okay, right. So, Mr. Adams, here's the deal. Like, this is how it works. Like you said, the crisis. So, in Fort Dix in 1976, they gave a flu shot. It was contaminated, and one serviceman died, and then about 200 got sick, or their relatives, whoever got mandated shot. So then the vaccine cabal, or the drug cabal, manipulated that and said, oh, 1918 is going to come back. We've got a compliant Jerry Ford in the office. Let's get Salk and Sabin back in the White House, and let's see if they can give us about $200 million. Then we'll make a vaccine. And that's exactly what happened. Remember the swine flu debacle? It's the same now. It's just that this is a little bit more of a widespread disaster. But they want to, they're already pumped in about $1 billion into vaccine research just in the last, 3 years. So now billions more are being, offered up. It's the same.
It sure is. Yeah. They definitely have it in the pipeline, if not already ready to go. You get Trump.
Yeah, they're injecting people with it.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, we have a vaccine czar now, under this administration. So double talk and, back and forth. People just don't get it. There are no heroes as far as politics and government are concerned.
No, but
you
could at least say that Trump said, I don't think you need a vaccine. I don't get the flu, and I don't take the vaccine. I'm not wearing a mask.
Peter Alexander and Lying Lester and all of them saying, isn't that awful, the president, what he said? All right, then we backtrack the next day. It's all a matrix, folks. It's a dialectic. They push back and forth. Meanwhile, we're going in the same direction.
Oh, yeah, they're all just trying. You know what? Every one of the power brokers is ambitious to make billions and billions, and that's why they're in the White House, and that's why they're in these jobs, so-called jobs, or czars. They're just money grubbers. Let's face the facts.
We have a senator here, Jack Reed. He's on the Senate Armed Services Committee. And he wanted to have his name on a piece of legislation to appropriate billions of dollars that don't exist to research the deer ticks disease that you have.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, Lyme disease. Now, if I were to tell Reed, and I wouldn't even waste my time because I already know what he would do, we'll look at it, we'll take a peek and everything, that we already have a protocol to deal with it, and you're living proof of it yourself, Dr. K. You had it.
Yeah.
Jack Reed, it's wonderful, let's look into it, and then you'd never hear from him again.
Putting his name
on a piece of legislation, that's all it
yeah,
is.
Yeah, in fact, I know a congressman that his wife came up to us and said, we know all about that oregano. We know a lot about it.
Right. Isn't that nice? All right, let's take a call from Nancy now. Hello, Nancy. You're on the program with Dr. K.
Hi, I'm going to tell you a story. It's a personal story, and it's about COVID, deals with COVID. So my parents lived in a 55 and older community, and it was like a little village. They had their own theater, their own barbershop, et cetera. So they were told that they had been at the theater when somebody that tested positive for COVID was at the theater.
Yeah.
And so they were told that an ambulance was going to be sent out. They would be tested. They couldn't go out to the ambulance together. They would have to go out separately.
All right, hold on. We want to hear
We have the break. Please hold for the break, folks. We'll come right back with you, Nancy, and with Dr. K, Rick Adams, Uncensored. Stay tuned.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cyber crimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendovite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Whatever needs to be done, we gotta do ourselves.
Okay, don't forget, write your stats, write your case to get your free kit to DrOregano@gmail.com. State your name, your address, all the information, and we'll put you on the list, okay? Because we're trying to build a file here for him, and then we can obviously project it onto the world stage. Okay, we're back to Nancy. Nancy, go ahead, complete your thought.
Okay, so I had talked to my mother's in-home nurse, and I expressed my concern because, frankly, I didn't really trust the whole process, the testing. I've heard that some of these test kits to have actually administered the virus. I expressed to her that I would prefer that they go to somebody that they have a relationship with, their own medical provider. Why are they being, you know, I just couldn't understand why they would be having some anonymous, you know, people come to test them, right? And she had said that they can swab them out anyway. So the ambulance comes. I assume that the place that they lived, the community they lived in, sent the ambulance. The ambulance comes, and they take this Q-tip type thing, and they stick it into their nose all the way to the back of the throat.
Yeah.
And not only did they test my parents, they also tested my brother because he was in constant contact with them. He had been, you know, taking care of them, not living with them, but, you know, being there on a daily basis. So when they got the test back, it said that my father was positive, my mother was negative, my brother was negative.
Yeah.
My brother said that the test was horrendous. I thought to myself, you know, not only is it horrendous, you know, it disrupts the mucous membrane, which is a membrane that protects the body from things entering it. It's salty.
Right.
It's, you know, it's a barrier. It not only does it disrupt the mucous membrane, it also probably, I would imagine, causes small fissures that a virus would more easily be able to enter.
Yeah, sure.
So
if they're aggressive
they decide,
with it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So they decide, you know, instead of just swabbing the mouth, they just, you know, anyway, it was ridiculous. It made me angry. So then they decide that they're going to send out an ambulance 2 days later. They want to test him again. The second time round, my mom's positive now as well. For the first while after that, they were asymptomatic. The only thing that ever happened is that they developed low-grade fevers, not even up to 100. At one point, this retirement center said, we are going to lock down the place. If you're not out by such and such a time tomorrow, you're going to have to stay inside. They had confined everybody to their own living quarters. They could no longer go down to the cafeteria to eat. They could not wander the halls. They had to stay in their places, which wasn't good either.
Worst,
you know,
thing
the
you could do.
Cafeteria. Yeah, the cafeteria was quite a distance away. My parents, at least twice a day, were walking down there and getting that exercise, you know? So
yeah.
They're locked down. They said, if you don't leave by such and such a time, you cannot leave. We as a family said, get them out of there. And so they did. They got them out of there. We had a place for them to go. They were all quarantined together, my brother, my father, my mother. My parents, my father was 85. Mother will be 84 at the end of this year, and my father had open heart surgery a few years ago. He had the Widowmaker. I think you know what that
is. Yeah, sure.
And so he didn't like the way his meds made him feel, and he had not been taking his heart medication for a long time. So they get him out of there. My brother said it's like, you know, a Ray Bradbury movie. You know, when he went to get him, the police were blocking the entrance. They were already starting to lock it down, you know. So
he gets
in there, gets my parents, gets them out to safety. We had an empty house that they could all go to. And so my brother, my sister works in the emergency room. I mean, we're well set up. We have a large family, a lot of capabilities. She provided him with an oximeter. He was taking their oxygen absorption readings, you know, regularly, taking their temperature regularly. My father, my brother never developed COVID. My mother, my mother and father
Nancy,
both had
Nancy,
health.
You know, we're running short on time, so what
okay,
was the bottom
I'll
line
round it
here?
Up. I will finish it up. For 5 days, okay. My parents were no fever whatsoever. Their fevers were gone, and their oximeter readings were perfect. On the fifth day, my brother reported that, and then my brother took my father up to shower the next morning. My father had a hard time walking up the stairs. Gets in the tub, says, this feels wonderful. Turns his head to the side. His eyes glaze over. He had a massive heart attack. But guess what? The health authorities are saying that he died of COVID.
Exactly.
He had the comorbidity at the minimum. So,
all
God, we come and we go back. Your mom's okay?
Yes, she's been released from quarantine. She no longer has it. She has